Hey, good day, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Total Wellness Radio, episode 378. Today, we catch up with Dr. Diana Wright out of Arkansas. This lady has, in my opinion, one of the most amazing stories that I've had the privilege of having on Total Wellness Radio in a long, long time. Over 40 years experience in the medical community, she built one of the largest, if not the largest, travel nurse company in the United States. The life that she has lived at this point has been so inspiring. A movie on YouTube, which we've included the link for, has over 5 million views. That's right, over 5 million views so far, as she got herself cured of cancer. So sit back and enjoy this amazing interview with Dr. Diana Wright on Total Wellness Radio. Hey, good day, everybody. Welcome to Total Wellness Radio. Today, I have an exceptionally exciting guest with me, Diana Wright from, and I'm going to mess this up, but you're in Arkansas.
I'm in Siloam Springs.
Siloam Springs, Arkansas. Thank you so much for being on Total Wellness Radio today.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know, as we get going with the interview, there's always a few questions that I like to ask my guests. You're a little bit different, only in that the bio that you sent over gave me so much more content to play with. But I still want to start off with just the basic question and your background of being in nursing and administrative and just so many years of being involved in the mainstream medical establishment that's out there today. I really want to find out, what was it that got you started on the path in natural health for our listeners?
Okay, so I'm going to have to go back a little bit to get there. So I was a nurse for 32 years. I built from scratch the largest travel nursing agency in the entire United States, privately owned. And my daughter has it now. And I got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. I went home that night and I said to myself, if I do chemo, radiation, or surgery, I'll 100% die guaranteed. But there is this thing over here called functional medicine that I know nothing about. And I really didn't want to learn it. But I said to myself that night, I said, I got to go learn it. I got to go figure it out. If I want to live, I got to figure it out or die with the chemo, radiation, surgery. And so I went to Barnes & Noble the next day and I bought 40 books. I read them, 40 books. I was the CEO of a multi-million dollar company. I took off and I left the company with my 31-year-old son-in-law, and who did an amazing job. He and my daughter are running it to this day. But I took off, I went down to MD Anderson. Luckily, I had the worst doctor there. I say luckily, because if I'd had a good doctor, I would have stayed and died. Yep. But I had a horrible doctor. And she would always scream at me. I went in with 3 pages of questions typewritten because I was CEO of a multi-million dollar company. I was used to asking major questions. And I gave her a copy of the questions. I took them. She threw them in the trash. And she said, you don't have time to worry about these answers. You will get well if you decide to accept chemotherapy. And if you don't, there's nothing I can do. And that became her answer for everything. And then, can you believe this? She asked me, what chemotherapy do you want? I'm not the oncologist. I was like, well, what would you do? And that's how I answered it. And she said, well, this is what I take, but it's up to you. Because she knew it wasn't going to be effective. I wasn't going to survive. So I went back to Barnes & Noble. You should see my apartment. I had stickies everywhere. And so that is my claim to fame. My little claim to fame. I put stickies up and moved them around until I could figure out my issue. And so whatever it was, you know, I had always done that way. And so I went back to to Barnes & Noble mm-hmm. and bought 40 more books, and I read them, and then I went to Europe, and I was treated by a doctor over in Europe who was a oncologist mm-hmm. trained at Sloan Kettering and also a naturopath. Mm-hmm. And so I loved him very much. He died of COVID December 6th of this past year. Anyway, it's an awful situation. But anyway, he taught me, basically started me on the path of hope. He gave me hope, number one. They gave me no hope at MD Anderson. They said, you definitely will die within 6 months. If you make it that long, maybe eight, we're not sure. And I was like, I refuted that. I did not want that spoken over my head. Mm-hmm. I said, I will not die. I am going to live.
Yes.
I've got too much to do.
Yes, I can tell by your bio.
Yes, well, you know what? I want other people to know that there is hope for them.
Why is
they don't have to.
You know, you went, I got to interject your question here because, you know, you went to Barnes & Noble's not once but twice. You bought 40 different books on health and wellness, dealing with cancer, how to get healthy. You established the mindset that I am going to live, that this death sentence will not be spoken over my life. And yet you still, and then you make the comment, which I find fascinating. What people need to know this. What is standing in the way of information like what you have brought to the surface, your video, your movie? We're going to talk about the movie here in a little bit. But you've brought these things. You've done such a tremendous job of getting out there. What is still standing in the way of people waking up and realizing that there is so much more that they can do if they set their mind to it when it comes to their health?
They want someone else to do it. They want someone else to take charge. And here's the thing I try to impress on every single one of these cancer patients. The minute the doctor has walked out of the room, he's already forgotten your name.
Oh,
I mean,
so true.
But they want someone else to take charge of their life and someone else say, you know what? I'll make it okay. And it's work. It takes work, a lot of work. And I mean, listen, and I've had someone get mad at me because I couldn't cure him of his stage 4 cancer that he'd had for 6 years overnight. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
My own cancer didn't get cured overnight.
No.
I had to sit there and work on it for years. I work on it today, every day, and it's been 10 years. Mm-hmm. But every single day, I take my supplements. I do my electrical frequency. I mean, I do a lot of different things every day.
Yeah.
And what really really concerns me is people don't want to do those things. And I have a very specific belief on how you get over cancer. And I'd be glad to share that with you.
Please.
Okay. So first, in your long bones of your arms and your legs, your sternum and your pelvis are your daughter cells and stem cells of your mm-hmm. cancer cells. Mm-hmm. And there's only two ways I know to cure it. There may be 100, but I don't know them. I only know hyperthermia, to burn it out, or IV vitamin C. And that's it. That's all I know. And I'm totally open to finding something else out. We got to get rid of those. You've heard of all these people that have had cancer. They go and get chemotherapy a year later, and they're declared cancer-free, and a year later, they're dying of cancer.
Yep.
Okay? That's because the daughter cells and stem cells are still in the long bones, and they just come right back with a vengeance. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the next is we've got to improve the immune system. Because you know what? Chemotherapy kills your immune system. Radiation kills your immune system. Surgery kills your immune system. We got to build that up. Now, how do you build it up? Adequate sleep, adequate water, adequate food, vitamin C, beta-glucans. I mean, there is, I've got in my book, Turning Months into Years, is how to build up your immune system.
Yes.
And then IV vitamin C, okay? Cancer depletes. In my book, you will find out how cancer begins how everything begins and the body begins to fail until it leads to cancer. One of the things that happens is vitamin C becomes depleted. Now, when you take IV vitamin C, that's a prooxidant. But when you take oral vitamin C, that's an antioxidant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Prooxidants act as chemotherapy on everyone. So if you get high dose vitamin C, 75, 85 milligrams, it's in my book, How to Take It. And you will then, it goes, you've got to be a little bit hungry when the vitamin C gets into the system. It goes in, the cancer cells open up because they think it's sugar because it's a chemical molecule.
Yep.
Plus it's sugar.
And we know sugar feeds cancer, so that it goes after it.
And they think it's sugar coming, and they get vitamin C instead, and it boils out the cancer cells. It turns into like hydrogen peroxide. It does absolutely nothing but nourish the cells that are not cancerous. So the next thing is to remove body stressors, and that could be anything. Mm-hmm. It could be Lyme's disease. It could be, which would be depressing the immune system. It could be parasites, fungus, bacteria. It could be viruses. It could be anything. It could be a spiritual or emotional issue. I've got a machine that runs all that, and we need to figure that out and get rid of it. The next thing is to increase the the pH to 7.88. The cells only heal at 7.88. So if you've got a cut on your hand and your pH is less than 7.88, it's stealing energy from somewhere else in your body, and you've got to have that energy replaced. So you've got to get your cells, you've got to have alkaline water, or you've got to use baking soda. And I recommend Bob's Red Mill Baking Soda. And what I recommend, and people don't want to do this, is you buy these strips from Amazon, Hydreon strips, and you test your SLABA. Well, that's your intracellular fluid level. And then you test your urine, which is your extracellular fluid level, and you get your pH up by drinking 3 ounces of water with a half a teaspoon of baking soda. Every time you urinate, you stir that in and drink it down. That sounds like, to me, an easy thing to do. The strips on Amazon cost like $9, and the baking soda is $2. The Bob's Red Mill baking soda, $2. Okay, to me, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
But people, I've had one person tell me, I hate the taste of it so bad that I'd rather die. And guess where he is today?
Oh.
Yeah, guess where he is. Okay, and then the next thing is to get the electrical frequency into a healing level. So, can you see me?
No, the video went off, but we're okay.
I don't know how that
Your happened. Audio is coming through beautifully.
Okay, so, I don't even know how to turn it back on, but Dr. Frank probably does. anyway, so we have to get the electrical frequency back up into a healing level.
Yes.
And this is the royal right belief, okay? So when you're born at an electrical frequency of 68 to 88. 88 being more genius, 68 being a normal person. As the electrical frequency begins to fall down to below 63, up to 63 teal. Below 63, it's when disease starts. Okay, it falls all the way down. Every hundredth of a degree is another disease. That royal rye figured out. As it falls all the way down to 56, you get COVID. If it falls all the way down to 42, that's when cancer begins. Now, here's the problem with cancer. Is you have an emotional electrical frequency.
Yep.
And the very first thing that happens when someone says you have cancer, as you get into grief, you get into fear, you get into apathy, you get into lack of interest, it pushes you from 42 down. Death begins at 25 hertz, and it pushes you closer to death, which is zero.
Yep.
Okay? Now, in my book, I have it measured both ways because all essential oil is measured in hertz. Hertz meters are only available in labs. So So I do have the Hertz meters, because if you got a bottle of some type of essential oil, it's going to give you the Hertz. But anyone can afford a millivolt reader. So on the other side, I've got millivolts, because you go to Amazon, I must be already have them, and they're like $30 on Amazon. So the next thing that I believe you've got to do is you've got to have in your body good fats. And you've got to have the good fats, because the cell wall is two layers of good fats. What are good fats? Eggs and butter, nuts and seeds, avocados, avocado oil, olive oil, olives, MCT oil. I mean, walnuts, walnut oil. I mean, you could just sit there and write out what is good fat. But you've got to have good fat in your body. The next thing is the raw materials. You have to have all the raw materials on board to build a cell. So you can't be deficient in something. And let's say cancer makes you deficient in so many things. It makes you deficient in melatonin. It makes you deficient in vitamin C. It makes you deficient in acetylcholine. I mean, we could just go on and on and on of the things that cancer depletes. All those things have to be replaced. Not definitely can do that. Then we have to look at the allergy. So let me tell you how the immune system works, because what we've been told our life is not true. You're not allergic to one thing forever and ever, amen, okay?
Yeah.
That is not how it works. As we can improve the immune system and get it up, then we can tolerate more allergens, okay? But when the immune system begins to fall, like when you take chemotherapy, which is designed to destroy an immune system, the allergens begin to go up. Now, here's how the immune system works. It works exactly like Dave Ramsey's death snowball. It goes to the smallest thing first. So if you've got, say you're drinking a glass of milk and your body can't tolerate that, the immune system is going down to work on the milk and never getting up to the cancer. And so you don't have your immune system working for you. So it's very, very important to identify I don't even call them allergies, I call them sensitivities. What your body is sensitive to. Then the next thing is to identify the genes and the methylation issues, okay? And so I am a big believer in the MTHFR. I think you look at the MTHFR A1298C, that is indicative of a tumor. You know, we're all time limited. We all have genes, because Adam and Eve ate the apple. And so we all have genes that make us time limited. So you've got to correct that deficiency. You've got to look at that MTHFR C677T also. And both of those are corrected with a methylated B. Okay, not a regular B, methylated B. I can look at someone with blue eyes and blonde hair, and I can tell you by just looking at that person, that person's gonna have a methylation issue. Okay, the problem in America is they're all intermarried. So a blue-eyed person might marry a brown-eyed person, blah, blah, blah. And so we may have brown eyes, but we're not really a brown-eyed person. We're a mixed biliary, system on the eye. So we gotta run that. And I do have a test to run all that. And then here's the biggest thing I think, is to increase the vitamin D. Okay, so if you can get your vitamin D level up to 100, you will stop metastasizing most of the time, okay? And that's a big deal. We do not want to have to deal with fighting another metastasis. But if you can get the vitamin D to like 110, they'll go into remission. Now, that does not match with what is currently on the books for a vitamin D level. Vitamin D level is 60 to 100, and they freak out if you're 110, okay? The medical establishment freaks out at 110. But if you can get up to 110, you can often go into remission. The biggest thing I feel like right now that we need to do is get that vitamin D level up. When I had cancer, I am a pale person, but when I had cancer, It was in June. I got diagnosed in June. And they looked at me and they said, we need to run your vitamin D level. And I said, there is no reason. Look at me. I'm brown as a nut. I say it in the sun all the time. But you know what? I had a methylation issue with my genes. And I couldn't absorb vitamin D from the sun. My vitamin D level was zero. Now, the other thing that is really important that I've noticed with breast cancer is the lack of thyroid. And we see hypothyroid in so many people. So that needs to be corrected as well. But anyway, that's my belief. So,
well, I thank you so much. You gave us so much to talk about there. Which, you know, I'm looking over the list of your publications, Turning Months into Years, the Quick Start Workbook, Rebuilding the Body After Chemo Radiation Surgery. As a primer, as a really good starting point, where would you suggest people look for, you know, getting introduced to the work that you've put together publicly and published, so that we can, you know, point people in the right direction? Where can they pick up some of these publications?
So all of my books are on Amazon. Perfect. So I would recommend if someone has cancer or they want to work with someone that does have cancer, that they can go on Amazon and they need Turning Months into Years. And they, if they have cancer themselves, they may need the workbook also.
Okay.
The workbook is, so I wrote the workbook for one reason, and that was so people would take an interest in their own health, okay? Mm-hmm. And they would begin to do something for themselves. And that's why I wrote that. But Turning Months into Years is basically what I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars learning as I went all over the world in a search for what would cure cancer. And that's why I put together my little cancer protocol. And here I'm standing. I mean, how can you refute this evidence? I had cancer everywhere. I had cancer in my, I had ovarian cancer. So it's in both ovaries, it was in the uterus, in the omentum that was seated, rectum, the colon, the aorta, the mini cave, and three brain tumors. Now, why did God let me get that bad? I went to 47 different appointments and had misdiagnoses.
Oh.
Most of them said if I would just take the antidepressant and deal with menopause, I'd be fine.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't dealing with menopause, that's what they all said. If I just, can you believe it? Stage four cancer. And they were telling me to take antidepressants to get fine.
Anyway, so I gotta interject here because this is so exciting. You know, you come from a nursing background, registered nursing background, built one of the largest placement for travel nurses in the country. So you are immersed in that industry. You know more about that industry than any five people I know personally. And yet, how are they misguiding people so tragically and so obviously when it comes to their health?
Because people, number one, they drank the Kool-Aid. Okay, so I worked in the hospital for years, and you know what? Okay, I'm just going to step back and tell you the truth of why I don't trust anybody. Number one, I was a supervisor at the age of 26 in the hospital, okay? Well, I was not the supervisor because I could do a schedule in 3.2 seconds, and no one else could do a schedule that would take months to do a schedule, okay? And I would be able to do it, and everybody would be happy. And somebody else would try to do it for a month, and they wouldn't be happy. No one would be happy. And all I did, I mean, here's my secret. I put in the days they wanted off first, and then filled in the rest. Hello? I mean, that was a very big secret, you know? And I didn't try to keep it secret. It was like, this is what I'm doing. You know, I told them off. But anyway, so I got promoted up. Well, I thought my job was to supervise all the other nurses. Thought my job. No, that wasn't my job. My job was to cover for all the doctors who were having an affairs on their wife. That was my real job. My real job was I had to lie to the wife. Oh, where is he? Oh, he's in surgery. You know, I mean, he's in the ER. And you know what I would do? This is how awful I was. I'd wait about 2 months, and the wife would call, and sometimes, you know, the girlfriend was calling too, and I was supposed to lie to her, both of them, and the wife would call. I recognized the wife, and I'd say, are you the wife or the girlfriend? I'm so confused. And guess what? I had both barrels ready for that doctor when he was, and he never came. They never came. I blew the whistle on so many of them, and none of them ever confronted me. Mm. But I was ready for it. And, you know, it just, but it did not, you know, it made me disrespect basically everyone. And being, okay, so at that time in my life, because I'm old, I'm 65, and, you know, when I was in my 20s and 30s, you know, they were working the residence 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, okay? The residents would be so exhausted. They would walk in, and they would look at me, and they'd say, what do I do? I was freaking running everything. And that was the other reason why I didn't respect anything, because, I mean, I had someone who, they were always signed for me. They always liked me. They were always signed for me. There wasn't an issue. But here was the fact, I was running things. And one of my friends was very, very militant. She was like, get a doctor. and then she'd get mad at me. She'd say, why are you helping this guy? I go, I'm not helping this guy. I'm helping this patient. Don't you understand? By not helping, by not telling him what to do, we can't help the patient.
Mm.
I mean, it was terrible. I didn't even stand beside, behind them when they were inserting a catheter into someone's heart. I would say, okay, now get this. All right, now we need to. Ridiculousness.
Unbelievable.
And so I did not trust these people. I broke my wrist. I used to work the ER, ICU, and I'd be the supervisor of hospitals. 3 months ago, I broke my wrist. I wouldn't even go to the emergency room. I don't trust these people anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm being inundated right now in rows by all the nurses that are in the same position that basically I'm in.
Yeah.
They're going into naturopathic medicine.
Good. We need help.
We do.
We need all the help we can get. You know, I wanted to touch on your film that was done called The Unbelievable Plight of Mrs. Wright. And this was a film that came out in 2018, and you had mentioned before we went on the recording here, that just prior to the COVID situation that developed. And give us some insight into that, how we can access the film, and because there's just so much amazing historical relevance and your experience captured. Over 71 film festival wins since
yes.
2018. What a remarkable, remarkable story. And this story needs to be out and told to the world. How can people plug into that and kind of give us an overview of the film itself, please?
So the film is the story of my life. So what I did was I wrote a book called The Unbelievable Plight of Mrs. Wright. And it was the story of my life because I have an unusual life. I was a severely abused child. I had no education. I don't have a high school degree. I was set on my 18th birthday. I set the GED. The next day I set the ACT. In my brilliance, I stayed up all night drinking because at 18 you could drink legally in Louisiana. So I went into the ACT with no sleep and still had a little buzz going on. Anyway, I went to college with my class in the fall. And at that time, when you were severely impoverished, they would give you grants and loans and on and on. And so basically my college was paid for. So I got the 4-year degree RN. And then I got an MBA, and then I got my naturopathic doctor. But, you know, we're in the movie, it goes through that. It goes into me being a nurse and then growing the largest privately owned company in the United States for travel nurses. So how I did that. And then I got cancer, and it ends kind of with my cancer recovery and mm-hmm. becoming a naturopath. Mm-hmm. And that's what the movie entails. So the movie is for free on YouTube, but it's got a different name. The actual name of the movie is The Unbelievable Flight of Mrs. Wright. But on YouTube, it's called Rags to Riches Hero. And it is free to watch.
Rags to Riches Hero?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that quite a change in the title.
Yes, Gravitas did that. They advertised the film. I mean, I didn't even know it was on YouTube.
Now that you're a naturopath, what do you find to be the most challenging thing that you're dealing with right now? Is actually working with people or the educational process? What do you find to be the most challenging right now?
I'm just going to be really honest. It's all these vaccinated people coming in with all these disease processes that they didn't have prior, and they're not having a normal response. Because their RNA has been, and the PNA, which is pre-RNA, has all been changed in their body. So they're not having the same responses. And as a result, I was doing really, really well with my people that have cancer naturally and didn't have the shot, the vaccines, with what I told you before.
Yep.
But with these people that have had the vaccines, they are not responding in the same way. So it's a little bit harder and it takes longer.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know what the answer to that is. You know, but we're just dealing, and they're sicker.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of sick people have got a lot more cancer than I ever had before.
Yeah. Well, we've been saying this since day one, the way this was handled. If you want to see people get sicker faster and stay there longer, do exactly what was done since March of 2019. Yeah.
Absolutely.
There was literally zero health benefit to anybody, sick or healthy already, by the way this was handled.
Well, if you want to find out why, all you have to do is watch Bill Gates' TED Talk of 2017. Where he's going to control world population with vaccines.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and it's really a sad thing.
It's very sad. And it's really sad that how many people bought into it.
Yes. Oh, and so I have a Quest machine, which every naturopath ought to have. It's amazing. And it will tell you different things. You know, it'll tell you everything that's going on with somebody. It's an amazing machine. But
it's... And what's the name of it again? I'm sorry, that cut out?
Quest, Q-E-S-T, Quest 4.
Okay.
And it's a meridian analysis, biostress analysis machine. Mm-hmm. Anyway, getting back to that, when someone comes in and they have extreme cancer, and I never saw this until this summer, it starts spitting out Bible verses, not disease processes. And it, on every other, I've had this machine, let me tell you what I did when I got sick. Everyone has a phone, okay? I would take the phone and I'd go to the doctor's offices and I would take pictures of whatever they had. And then I'd go home and if I liked it, I would order it because I needed to get well. And I couldn't get well at seeing a doctor, you know, like maybe in Hungary or Switzerland or somewhere, you know, once every year or so. I needed it right there to get well. And so that's how I got the Quest, is I took a picture of his doctor's office and I went home and ordered it. And gosh, I've been going to week-long classes twice a year for the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's an intensive machine, but basically it will tell you what's going on with somebody. And, you know, I had someone that had a diagnosis of cancer. He had I don't like to use the word boosters because right now they're saying two vaccines and two boosters. a booster is a vaccine.
Yes.
It's exactly the same. And people don't understand how it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, the machine basically said he wasn't going to respond. And, you know, anyway, it was really terrible. I've had funerals every single, every single weekend for forever. And I mean, it's been like 3 months of funerals, and I'm every week funerals. Mm. I go to the viewing, but I don't go to the funerals anymore.
Yeah. You know, as we get ready to wrap up this segment, and I please promise me, because we're going to capture it online for everybody to hear, let's make sure we do this again, because we got so many more things I know that we could share with our listeners. So promise me we'll do it again.
Let's do. I really like you.
Let me finish up this interview, at least on this segment, with you sharing with our listeners. You've got a lot of amazing, you're going to sign me up on a couple of them, I'm sure, online courses through Udemy. Share with our listeners about those courses as well.
But better for you to take them off and naturally learn, because they have CEUs.
Yes.
That would work for your...
My course is on there as well. I know Nicole and Stacy very well.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Okay, so I've got them on both places.
Excellent.
So, What I've done is so everyone comes into me, and I'll give them my rundown on how to get over cancer, and they go, but you don't understand. My cancer is special.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a P53, a W72, blah, 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 alphabet soup. And I'm just like, okay. So I went on Udemy because of this. And I started writing every kind of cancer. So I've written them all. My graphic designer is running behind, way behind me. So I have about 9 courses on there, and I have about 21 written. So, and the same thing on Naturally Learn. But I only have 4 on Naturally Learn. I'm not technologically as advanced as a graphic designer. That's the problem I'm having.
Yeah, me too. I understand totally.
So anyway, but she's running. But this is normal for her to run behind me. That's how we've always done things.
Well, you run pretty fast, I can tell. It's hard to keep up.
Well, you know what? You do the best you can, right? Yeah. You just do the best you can. And I'm not trying to get rich on anybody. I mean, that's why the movie is out for free.
Mm-hmm.
I want people just to know they have hope. There is something they can do, but they've got to take an interest in their own well-being.
Yeah. Well, we'll make certain that when we get ready to publish the episode on Total Wellness Radio, we will include, I'll find it and link it. I'm not that technologically advanced either, but I think I can find a link and copy and paste it. And we'll make sure that the link to your movie is in the description for the podcast for people to make it much easier for them to access you, your story, your experience, and all the things you've got going on. We're so, so grateful that you took the time to be on today.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'll send you that link.
Excellent. Please
do. So you don't have to look for it.
All right, Diana. Thank you so much. Hold on. Stay on the line with me here. And as I wrap this up, thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Total Wellness Radio, and we will catch you in the next episode. Hey everybody, welcome to Total Wellness Radio. Thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your day. For about 5 years now, Total Wellness Radio has brought you 2 types of content. First, we get to interview practitioners from around the world, capture what I call their origin story. In other words, what brought them to natural health, what circumstances or events or experiences put them on this path, and share with you what their focus is, products, services, clinic, etc., and what's going on with them right now. The other is every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, Craig Morrison and myself bring you a topic of the week on our Facebook page, Country Doctor Nutritional Center, for Wellness Wednesday, where we discuss common health concerns and, more importantly, give you resources that you can use to address them in a natural, non-invasive way. So, as always, thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio.